Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Sometimes the moon passes between the sun and the earth and completely blocks the sun's rays, resulting in a total solar eclipse. This complete blockage of the sun's rays can be observed from sites in a relatively narrow geographic band for a few seconds, up to 7.5 minutes. There was a total eclipse of the sun on August 21, 2017. This was the first total eclipse of the sun to be visible in the continental United States in about 38 years. Another total eclipse of the sun occurred on April 8, 2024. The path of the 2024 totality was a band from Mexico to the northeastern United States and Canada. Special eclipse eyeglasses are needed to view a solar eclipse. Looking directly at the sun could damage your retina and even cause blindness. A simple pinhole projector can be used for indirect viewing of the eclipse. You could simply poke a tiny hole in one piece of cardboard, and with your back to the sun, you could project the image of the eclipse on another piece of white cardboard. The 2024 eclipse pathway went over the Syracuse area. Many people traveled miles to observe this phenomenon. Of course, it was cloudy in Syracuse on April 8th, and most of us only observed a partial eclipse when white clouds cleared momentarily. The eeriest moment was when the sun and the moon were completely lined up and light from the sun was blocked. It became dark in the middle of the day for a brief time. If you missed seeing the total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024, the next total solar eclipse that will be visible in Syracuse will be in 2079, if you still happen to be around. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.